The John Wick movies started with a simple premise, just Keanu Reeves as a retired hitman trying to avenge the death of his wife and dog. Then the world building started, and with each new installment, the films got more elaborate. Chapter 4 clocks in at close to 3 hours of globe-trotting, gunshot-riddled mayhem, and critic Bob Mondello does not sound at all unhappy about that.
I'm going to need a gun.
Carnage and Keanu, what's not to like? Normally I'd say the carnage, but in the John Wick series, when something wicked this way comes, it comes like dance, like mime, like movement so curated and elegant, it barely even registers as unsettling.
Amen.
Reviewing the earlier Wick films, I've talked about ballet. For this one, I'm struck by architecture. One villain...
Who is this?
The Marquis de Grammont.
Played by a louche Bill Skarsgård, has an office in Manhattan grand enough to be an airport terminal, but for more important meetings, he also has private access to the Paris Opera and the Louvre.
You come here thinking there is a way out of this world for you, Mr. Wick. Or is not.
Wick lives in a world where discos don't just have waterfalls, they are waterfalls, the better to wash away blood from mayhem with axes. Wick World hotels are entirely made up of grand public spaces. Crime families have lairs that would do a Bond villain proud. And every gun-fu battle, there are 14 according to the filmmakers, is backlit and color-coded. Green for fists, guns, and swords. Red for knives, guns, and bows and arrows. Blue for kicks, guns, and nunchucks. And a golden glow for a demolition derby Wick leads the wrong way round, the Arc de Triomphe. Stuntman-turned-director Chad Stahelski ensures that each cataclysm befalling Wick is spectacularly choreographed, and a gratifyingly human, empathetic, and vulnerable Keanu Reeves, at 58, has the grace to appear at least momentarily slowed when struck by a car, dropped from a fourth-floor window, or body-slammed by Scott Adkins in a fat suit. He's also slowed a bit less momentarily by friendship. Wick has caring pals in Lawrence Fishburne's Bowery King, who keeps him looking good.
42 regular, wasn't it?
While armored.
It's Kevlar front to back, the latest in ballistic chic.
Also Ian McShane's hotel manager.
Last words, Winston.
Just have fun out there.
And the late Lance Reddick as his concierge. But the High Table, the nefarious group that's placed a price on Wick's head to attract platoons of thugs he has relatively little trouble dispatching, is also placing his buddies in his way this time. A blind assassin played by martial arts great Donnie Yen.
You're going to die.
Maybe not.
The daughter of another pal, played by singing sensation Rina Sawayama.
You armed?
And for emotional resonance, a dog owner... who calls himself Nobody, played by Shamir Anderson, all leading to a Parisian showdown in front of the Basilica at Sacré-Cœur, which sits atop a staircase, we are told, of 222 steps. Rest assured that Wick, having arrived at the bottom, bone-weary...
You ready, John?
Yeah.
Will arrive at the top having felt every one of those steps at least once on some part of his body, his pain, as ever in this remarkable series, the film's gain. I'm Bob Mondello.